good afternoon. This is Glenn Coble, and the name of the program is A Progressive Life, and we're going to drag in Professor Ronald Freeman. What's your name?
Glenn! And you spelled it on Facebook. I corrected it. Did you see that?
Oh, no, I didn't.
You went I-E-N about the Jewish holiday, and I said, no, F-E-I.
Well, I wanted to wish you a happy
Thank you very much. Where did you get Freeman from?
Where did I get what?
Freeman from.
I have no idea. I'm struggling the last couple of days to mention, to have your name on my head for some reason. I now know your name for real.
I'm a fine man, as I tell my students, but it's not spelled F-I-N-E, it's F-E-I-N-M-A-N. Yes.
So did I spell it F-E...
You spelled it on Facebook F-I-E-N instead of F-E-I-N.
Oh, yeah, I know better than that. And I usually look it over, as a matter of fact, I did look it over several times.
No comment, I guess.
I've been drinking, so.
Drinking water, I guess?
Maybe. And, you know, Buddy, my new executive producer, he wasn't around, so he missed it, apparently.
He could correct you on it, right?
Yeah, he would have. He would have bit me on the shin.
That's funny.
All right, well. I tell you what, and I put on my little incorrectly spelled notification about today's show. I put on that we'd be talking about some state governors who are refusing to fight COVID while the epidemic climbs to 40 million in the last 4 weeks.
Yes.
I put that on there not because we're going to talk about it, because I know what both of us think about that, but holy crap. Can't believe it. How can a governor, honestly, Abbott and your governor, and well, they're
our governor, as my friend says, is not DeSantis, it's DeSatan.
Well, how can those governors say no? We're not going to protect the kids.
They're not going to be the nominee for president under any circumstances. And even if they were to be in 2024 for president, they will not win with that. There's no way.
I don't think so.
We cannot elect somebody like that. We're not going to. It's not going to happen unless every Democrat's prevented from voting and every liberal and every moderate and every independent, which, of course, they would love to do, the Republicans. But I can't see how they think they're going to gain by this, and their image and history is going to be horrendous.
Well, now, several of the Republican people that I've heard recently are absolutely convinced that the Republicans are going to take back the Senate.
It's 50-50. It's possible. But actually, two-thirds of the seats coming up are Republican-held seats, and five of them are people leaving, so they're going to be new people running as a nominee. And it looks like they're going to be very far to the right, and I don't think that they're going to gain. I think it's going to still be a Democratic Senate because there's so many Republican seats. I think they're delusional. And if it happens, we're really in trouble, because then we're going to have total paralysis of government. It can't happen. It could, I guess. But I don't think. I think it's not going to happen, because this party, as many Republicans who have left the party, so many have done that, have said, that the Republican Party is not the party they were part of.
Right.
So it may have the name Republican Party, but it's not going to mean that, that it's going to be the same party. And as far as Trump, he's going to be involved in commentary on a boxing match on September 11th.
You're kidding.
At the Hard Rock Seminole Hotel nearby. I've been there, for concerts at the Hard Rock Seminole Hotel in Hollywood, Florida, on September 11th, commentary, where you pay $49.99, I think, to watch him and his son, Donald Jr. Can you imagine anything more obscene? Well, that day, Joe Biden will be at all the different sites of September 11th.
Oh, my goodness, that's just nuts.
There's just no shame there, and how anybody could back Trump on September 11th, making money on people, which he's always trying to do because he has so many legal bills, because he doesn't really have as much money as we think. It's just obscene. It really is. And the same thing for DeSantis and for Kristi Noem, South Dakota's governor, and also Kim Reynolds, the Iowa governor, and also, obviously, the horrendous governor of Texas, which makes George W. Bush, when he was governor, look a lot better.
Well, now, where do does Kristi Noem stand as far as the schools providing?
She does not believe in masks or vaccination things, and of course that's the state that had that bikers rally, and there's a lot more cases now in South Dakota.
That's what I heard, and there are going to be a lot more cases throughout the United States because that
Labor Day.
That bikers rally draws from all over the country.
Yeah, these people are promoting death. I wish there was a way to prosecute them and remove them from office and hold them for, indeed, not murder, but what's the word, inciting? I don't know what the term is called. But they're promoting death. They really are, and it's a disgrace.
Well, now, one of the things I did mention on the ad that I put in is we'll be looking at the anti-abortion ruling that Abbott signed yesterday. It was interesting. I was watching, I think it was Rachel last night, and one of the Klein came on and said that there had been a ruling back in the 80s that if you don't have standing, you can't do this sort of thing. In other words, there is no governmental arm that is going to rule against women who are wanting to have an abortion, and therefore this vigilante thing should not pass the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court, however, is really a disgrace. This is what happened when Hillary Clinton did not get elected, despite having 2.85 million more votes in an election where, I know a lot of people say no, but the Russians were involved in it. It was just kept hidden by Barr, the Attorney General, so people will believe, oh, there really wasn't, but there was. And, you know, and the point is, we would have had 3 appointments to the court that would have been more moderate to liberal, and instead now we have the most extreme Supreme Court in 100 or more years, because as I pointed out, even in my class, in the 1970s, there were 7 Republicans on the court, not 6. Mm-hmm. But yet it was different, because we had Harry Blackmun, John Paul Stevens, Chief Justice Warren Burger, like that.
Yeah.
So therefore they were moderate Republicans, and they were reasonable. And of course, the Supreme Court did rule 7-2 on Roe v. Wade, and 5 of the 7 votes were Republicans.
Yeah. Well, now they...
So it's a different Republican Party, is what I'm saying.
They were...
It's not like the end of the world to have more Republicans, as long as they're moderate and decent.
And they wouldn't even have to be moderate as long as they would go by precedent.
This is really unheard of. There's very few cases where the Supreme Court years later has overruled. Now, one would be Plessy v. Ferguson that said segregation's all right and overruled 1954 Brown v. Board of Education. But that was the way of progress. This is the way of regression, not progress. So I really think, of course, I'm talking silly, that they should all resign, all those 5 members. They're not going to, because they are a disgrace. And Susan Collins has a problem. She said Kavanaugh would not cause trouble. He would not try to overrule something that has precedent for 50 years. And now she needs to join along with Lisa Murkowski, even if Joe Manchin won't, to actually create the possibility of a reconciliation bill to indeed protect abortion rights.
That won't happen.
That will happen because she owes that, because she really believes that. And she's, of course, wishy-washy, but she is pro-choice, and so is Lisa Murkowski, both Republicans.
Yeah, I think the chance of that happening are slim and none, and Slim's walking out of town, so.
Yeah, well, also, Manchin's not going to be supporting the $3.5 trillion or anything near it, infrastructure bill. So I don't know how much is going to get done. I just wrote about it. This month is so crucial. And if we don't do something this year, it's not going to get done, and it's going to be similar to the problem Obama had, that he had a fight just to get the minimal Obamacare law, and then had trouble getting anything done except by executive order after that. This is a horrible situation, and the thought that we could have Kevin McCarthy, who's afraid to have the phone records checked, which shows he's guilty, including his own phone calls with Trump, we could have the speaker that's a criminal. This is unheard of,
They're not even checking to see what he said. They're just checking to see how many times he called the president, how many times he called the different members of his group, and they're not even...
But actually, they should be able even know what they were discussing. I think that's my thought. You
I
know?
Don't think they are allowed to, though. No.
Yeah, well, then I don't know how much it's going to gain just that he talked a lot.
Well, now if they did a voice, I just heard this yesterday. If they did a voice call,
yes,
that one they can listen to that, but they can't listen to the phone calls themselves because they're not recorded. So.
Yeah, but Jim Jordan, who's a local congressman, stuttering all the time. Like, people made fun of Joe Biden for stuttering. He's stuttering more than Joe Biden.
He was trying to explain how many times he called the president that day, and boy, he was really caught in.
And he's also speaking out against the whole idea of vaccination, masking, and saying that the virus is over. What kind of crazy comment is that?
Yeah, and even my most ardent Republican friends know that the it isn't over, especially here in Ohio. We're kind of slipping back into another peak, I think. But
yes, I wonder, could he possibly, in a very strong district, lose? I guess unlikely, but I would love to see these people defeated because they are a danger to the whole nation, I think.
Well, I just interviewed the gentleman that's running against him, and he's confident Jeff Seitz, he's confident that he will run a good strong race, so I'm hoping. But boy, I tell you what, Jim Jordan is getting lambasted from all sides right now.
He deserves it.
Even some Republicans think he's a buffoon. So.
Well, he's never sponsored any legislation. I read.
No, he hasn't.
He does just talk.
Yeah, yeah, he talks, and he was.
He's nasty.
He was one of the original. What was the name of that group that wanted to spend less money?
For a moment you got me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to ask so quickly.
No, just, from 2010, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, he was one of the original members of that group, and quite frankly, I did an interview with that group when I was running for, I think I was running for commissioner, and I was interviewed by that group, and quite frankly, I thought they were they were nice. They were very kind to me, but I really thought that they hadn't thought it through.
Back then, 10 years ago.
Yeah, a lot of people.
On radio?
No. I did. They invited me to talk to them directly. You know, because I was running for office. I was.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, they didn't like me because I'm one of those guys that likes to spend money hand over fist.
Not really. You just want to deal with real human needs. Like, look what's going on with all these climate change crises.
Yeah.
New Jersey, Louisiana, et cetera. You know, and we have our head in the sand. We're not dealing with it.
Which 3 years ago, there were a lot of people on the right side of the aisle that were saying that was it was made up. It was phony. Okay, then.
Well, because Republicans are anti-science. They believe in religion. Religion does not save you on this. I'm sorry. Praying to God does not solve anything.
You know, I know a lot of Republicans who are in favor of science, and I just don't understand why.
Some of the ones in government, though.
Oh, yeah, not in government, my friends. And they understand what science is all about, but for some reason or other, they're keeping. It's kind of like the old German thing. If you keep your eyes closed, you won't see the gas chambers, right? They're kind of keeping their eyes closed. About
and some people are saying that by having people vaccinations, like the Holocaust.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's not even close. It wouldn't even be. No, that makes me angry just to hear you say that.
It's ridiculous. How could somebody say that, you know?
Oh, well, let's hope that we don't have to deal with anything like that. But I think had Trump won, maybe there would be similar things like that. Maybe not as violent, but it would certainly be not good for darker skinned Americans if he had continued to be president.
Yeah.
Anyway, 9/11 is right around the corner. It's 6 days from now.
Yeah, a lot of special shows on the networks about it this week. Yeah.
You remember where you were, I bet?
I was in a classroom at Broward College teaching when somebody came in and said, put on the TV, and we were all shocked, you know?
It was, believe it or not, I had just gone to work as a car salesman. I was trying to make ends meet for a couple of years, and I had just gone to work because a friend of mine owned a very major car dealership, and he said, "Ah, come on, come work for me, you'll be great." Well, I wasn't, by the way, but I was giving the cars away, but I just couldn't tell somebody, we really paid more than that for the car, when in fact I could look and see what we paid for the car, and we were screwing the customer right and left. But anyway, it was my very first week, and that was my first day off. It was a Tuesday, I believe, and my wife yelled at me, "Turn the TV on," and oh my gosh, what a horrible day that became. What did you think when you first saw the first airplane run into the...
I was just stunned. I didn't know what to think.
Yeah, I didn't
know. It was like, I thought it was an accident. That's what most people thought.
Oh, I did too. I had no idea that there were three other airplanes with the targets that they were going for at that very moment.
And thank God for those on that plane, Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Otherwise, the Capitol building or the White House would have been attacked.
Yeah, and I guess they never have determined what the target of that plane was, have they?
They said it was on the way to D.C.
Yeah, yeah.
So it would have either been the Capitol or the White House, I would gather. And what's ironic, now 10 years later, the Republican Party doesn't want to have an investigation of the attack on the U.S. Capitol.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And that, because, to me, is an example of treason and sedition, and they ought need to be prosecuted, kicked out of Congress, but they'll probably get away with it.
Well, I'm not sure that we can honestly say they should all be prosecuted, because I truly believe that there are a lot of them that weren't involved at all in that, and I think that if... I think we'll find out with this study that they're doing on it. I think we'll find out that there were some good people that, you know, on the Republican side.
Oh, of course there were some, obviously, but they're a lot more defending it or trying to cover it up, even so, because they're embarrassed, but they should, like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, they should be joining that side instead of going and attacking them.
Liz Cheney's cannonis are much bigger than most of the Republicans.
Yes. By the way, I looked up the Tea Party movement.
Tea Party, that's right.
Axed enough already.
Yeah.
That's what we think about 2010, yeah.
Yeah, the meeting that I had with them, they were all complaining because of how much money we were spending for our child education and stuff like that. And there were three things they hated. And while they were hating this stuff, I went in and I did the calculations, and it was going to raise, it had to do with school levies, it had to do with, it had to do with people with disabled things. It was like, it would add 38 cents to each, 38 or 48 cents to each person's bill for for the year.
It's ridiculous.
To
and don't these people have kids? Or aren't some of them getting on in age? And I don't understand people.
And a lot of them were smoking at the same time.
Yes.
And they were spending twice that much on a pack of cigarettes.
And they would want to make sure, even though they condemn Medicare and Social Security, they want to make sure they get it.
Yeah, right.
So what hypocrisy, yeah.
The hypocrisy is what's really driving me crazy lately. In our government, in our religion, in our lives, people don't seem to feel any guilt about being hypocritical.
No, they don't care. All they care about is me, myself, and I.
Yeah.
That's the downfall of the civilization. We have to care about each other.
Do you think our civilization is in a downward spiral, or do you think it's...
I think it's downward. I don't think it's necessarily going to collapse. But, I mean, we are in a very crisis-ridden period, I think. Well, I don't think there's any question about it. And we have a former president who's promoting treason and sedition and wanted to stir things up. And he's taking money from people on false pretenses. And these people just keep on throwing money at them, but they wouldn't want to spend more on education, health care, or housing, would they?
Yeah, that's kind of... But you know what? Biden started out great, but his numbers are starting to slip. What do you attribute to the...
Well, that's not unusual because of the crises we have. I still think that he will have a high rating again. You know, but and look, let's remember, he was in the 60s. Trump was never even at 50%.
Right. Yeah.
And so it's ups and downs.
Biden's still
about
50.
I think his compassion, his empathy, it's so beautiful. It really is.
Yeah. Well, it does scare me to see his numbers falling. And it seems to me like, you know, the liberal media keeps pounding on it. And I don't understand why, if they really are liberal media, why do they keep mentioning that? But
because it's news. But also, the New York Times had an article which talked about how he talks so much about Bo Biden, and some people were alienated by that. You know, maybe he does talk too much, but he really misses his son. I guess he should cut back on it, but that's him. And, you know, but I thought to make an issue of that, to write an article in the New York Times about it,
yeah,
I don't think was appropriate. But, you know, it's free media. They can say what they want, and sure, they certainly go after Trump still. So
and it's
just the way it is when you're a public official.
I'm glad that we have a free media. Now, even though there are some that are run by a PR background, you know, like
Tucker Carlson is a disgrace, and so is so other people in that.
You can't say disgrace on this radio station anymore.
I can't use the word disgrace.
Scott said we can't say disgrace anymore.
Deplorable. Deplorable. Then how's that?
There you go. I like deplorable. That really covers it. Oh, man. Well, anyway, with Biden's numbers slipping, it does concern me a bit, but...
Well, of course it's a concern, and it's going to be a bit of battle for the Congress, but if we have a Republican Congress, oh my God, we're down the drain. You know, we really are in much worse shape. I'm hoping we can get something done, but Joe Manchin is standing in the way.
Yeah, I don't understand Mr. Manchin at all.
And I wanted to mention, I heard you in the last 15 minutes talk about the recall election in California.
Yeah, that was one of my points I was going to bring up.
Yeah, and the fact is that 19 states have recalls.
Oh, dude, 19?
19 states have recalls. I looked up in California, and any state official or member of the state legislature can be recalled. You can be governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, secretary of state, state treasurer, state controller, insurance commissioner, member of the board of equalization, I don't know what that is, member of the state senate, member of the assembly, supreme court, state supreme court, entire membership, or individual, I wish we could do that for the U.S.
Yeah, I was thinking that would be great for us.
Particularly individual justices. Now, actually, there's only been a total of 11 times it actually made a ballot. And mostly in 1994 and 2003 when Governor Davis was recalled, and now 2021. And the only successful ones are a total of, 6. 1913 and 1914, state senators. 1994 as state assemblyman. 1995 as state assemblyman. And then Governor Davis in 2003 and now... and also a state senator in 2018. So this is the seventh time we've had a recall attempt that was successful. So it's not really, it's a lot of times it can happen, but it doesn't really lead to being on the ballot very often and not often being successful.
Well, now the polling on it shows that Newsom is up. He's got 53 point something percent of the vote right now that says yes, keep Newsom. So
yeah, and by the way, nobody should ever compare Larry Elder to governor, to Gray Davis's successor. I mean, that is crazy. You cannot compare the two of them. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger actually turned out to be quite good as a governor. Yep. He was an actor, but so was Ronald Reagan. So, but he certainly had more credentials than this guy. Larry Elder was just a right-wing talk show host. And I wrote about this a couple of weeks ago, that he called in a 2000 book, and he hasn't changed it. He wants to abolish the Internal Revenue Service. Mm-hmm. He wants to create a national sales tax, reduce government by 80%.
Yeah.
And welfare and entitlements, abolish the minimum wage, make it zero. Can you imagine that? Eliminate yes. corporate taxes. He condemned the war on poverty, thinks teachers are in many cases incompetent, wants to promote charter and private schools. He's anti-abortion, anti-gay, a denier of climate change, doesn't think secondhand tobacco smoking is a problem. He's against masks and COVID-19. You know, and he also makes lots of misogynistic comments about women. Now, how in the world could this kind of a person, and you can't compare it to Arnold Schwarzenegger, become governor? It would be insane, and he would never get elected next year when the election comes up, but he could do a hell of a lot of damage, you know, a lot of ways, and he could also, if Dianne Feinstein left the Senate, we would have a Republican Senate before the election.
Yeah,
so
that would be
it's just a horrifying situation.
Well, now... I had forgotten that Schwarzenegger actually took over in a recall.
Yes.
And who was recalled that he...
Governor Gray Davis. Oh. And really, it wasn't a good reason. It really wasn't. But I actually think it sounds like it's democracy in action. I think it's actually dangerous. I think only if a person, if a governor particularly, if a governor is in trouble, he should be facing impeachment, just like the President of the United States could face.
Yeah.
It should be difficult to remove him. It should not be as easy as a recall. But this is, believe it or not, started by Hiram Johnson, the governor of California, who was a progressive, imagine, at his time in 1910 to 1916, when he was governor, then he became a senator. And he's one of the people in my original book about progressive Republican senators during the New Deal. But, I mean, he actually promoted this as promoting democracy, the people's will, but actually I think it's detrimental. 100 years later, I think it should not be the law, but it is.
We can have a
reckless recall election like we had in 2003, and now we're having it again.
It would be different if they had a recall where everybody had to withstand a new vote again. No, this is not the way. If you're the one that's being recalled, you have to get 50% of the vote or above.
Well, he got 60% of the election.
Yep.
I think he will get it. And Eldon looks like a real, you know, when I told you all the things about him, I don't see how he can possibly, you know, but of course, if he gets 49.9%, the governor, then it would be Larry Eldon because he's leading all the other, 45 people on the ballot?
45 people on the ballot.
It's insane.
Yeah. Now, somebody asked me the other day, because I had made a comment that there must be a silver cloud to COVID-19.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I
said... Silver cloud?
I think there is a silver cloud. There are things that we will learn. It's not that there's anything good about COVID, but there are things that we are learning that COVID's forcing upon us, like... that governors can do bad things to our students. They can say that you can't wear masks, even though public health says we should be wearing masks. Things like that. Maybe we will adjust our laws.
But they have to be state by state. That's the problem.
Yeah, unfortunately,
they don't have to be Republican states.
And maybe. COVID will get rid of some of those nutballs that are governors that are saying stupid stuff.
I'll tell you, a lot of conservative talk show hosts, not people we know of, five of them have died after denying it and then getting sick, and some so-called religious leaders have also died, so you don't want to say that's a good thing, but actually if enough people who are really suicidal, which is what I consider, end up getting sick and unfortunately dying, maybe it raises the intellectual level of the American people. I hate to say it.
That's kind of a silver cloud.
It's a strange thing because you're not supposed to wish harm.
No, I know.
But honestly, these people are asking for it. They really are, and they're showing lack of concern for anyone other than themselves.
It's interesting.
And that is unpatriotic. It's wrong.
It's interesting how many of the people that are on their deathbed and on ventilators, they all, I have yet to hear one saying, I would do it again. Almost every one of them have said, I wish I hadn't done that. It's like I listened to a guy who, he patrolled the Golden State Bridge, or Golden...
Gate Bridge.
Golden Gate Bridge. And he was the guy that had to get the bodies out of the water after people jumped off the bridge.
Oh, my gosh.
And he said, of all of those, and there are a few that jumped off the bridge and lived, he said all of them had told him, I wish I hadn't done that.
The ones who survived,
yeah,
you mean,
yeah. That survived, so.
Well, I think it's a suicidal thing. Some people, I don't know what it is. It's something wrong. I think I've actually written, I think they're mentally ill. If you don't see the need to cover yourself when we've had vaccinations all our lives when we were kids,
yeah.
And we survived, and, you know, I just don't understand what they think is so terrible. And yet, a lot of these people smoke, which is bad,
yeah.
Or drink too much, which is bad,
yeah.
Or take illegal drugs or drugs that are hallucinatory.
I've done all of those things.
What?
I've done all of those things.
Really?
Yeah, but go ahead.
You also got vaccinated, but why
yes.
Didn't people realize you're putting things in your body which are not good, even food if it's bad food, and yet they don't want to protect themselves from possible death? I don't understand it.
Well, I'll tell you the reason why I have done all of those things. I was ignorant. That's why.
I hope you stopped it long ago.
Let's see. Yeah, most of them I stopped a long time ago. More
your wife told you to do that, or what?
My wife forced me to quit drinking as much as I did.
Ooh, and what about smoking?
Smoking, I quit smoking when I was smoking above my one-year-old, or he wasn't even a year old, I was smoking above his crib, and an ash fell on him. And now,
the oldest child?
My eldest child.
And so you stopped when the first kid was 1 year old?
Yeah. And,
well,
and,
okay. So did it harm him? No.
No, because the ash was cold by then. And
but you got an awakening from that, huh?
I was definitely awakening.
Well, hey, always happened, lucky, no damage. But
yeah.
So that means, how old is he now, 48?
Yeah, 47, yeah.
So for 47 years, you haven't smoked?
Yeah, 46.
Do you realize you wouldn't be on this show talking to me now if you had kept on smoking?
Might not have been, yeah.
I almost think for sure. I've always said to people, you know, I guess I sound too Puritan. I never smoked, never got drunk, never used illegal drugs, you want to call it illegal drugs at any time. Also avoided too much sun because that ages your skin.
There's another thing I did all the time. Sunbathe.
All the way up to now you've been a sun worshiper?
Oh, no.
No, but all those things I never did, and also I say genes and luck are part of it. And here I am, no real wrinkles, and I look good for my age. And yes, I did have heart surgery, it's true, but that has nothing to do with this.
Yep.
You know, that was long ago, and 17 years ago. But, I mean, I really do think that the kind of way you live your life from a young age has an effect, although some people can be 90 and do all those things. That's the whole thing. But I do think it's certainly better if you don't, you know.
On my daily walk, many a time, I've been walking along saying to myself, boy, wasn't I a good boy to quit smoking? Because I see people, you know, with those oxygen things in their nose, and they're about half my age, and that makes me feel so bad for them.
Yes.
What a horrible.
They will not live to be your age. Almost certainly they will not, if they have to have equipment like that.
Both my sister and brother died, and both of them smoked until they died.
And what was their age younger, huh?
No, actually, my sister was about the same age I am now, and my brother was about the same age I am now, too.
They were fortunate that way,
but
they also suffered with lung problems, right?
Well, both of them actually gave it up about 5 years before they died, so.
Well, that's not very much, though.
No, that wasn't enough, obviously, but.
Yeah,
and I miss them both, but. You know. That's the way life is. All right, let's go on. I got another thing I want to talk about.
Yes.
Our Supreme Court has basically said with their non-answer to whether the abortion thing was right or wrong, they basically said Roe v. Wade be damned. Mexico's
that is unusual to have a precedent where you ignore it.
Yeah.
And I think the Supreme Court has degraded itself in this manner. And, you know, and Roberts, who is basically, you know, anti-abortion, joined the other side, he's embarrassed. I think it makes the Roberts Court look undignified. It's really a court that's way to the right of the country, and as the country becomes more non-white and more liberal, and I think the country is, younger people are not as much, I mean, they are conservatives, but not as much, we're going to have a real constitutional crisis, and that's why I am an advocate of adding members to the Supreme Court.
I am too.
The court's out of control.
Well, now, the reason why I even brought that up is that Mexico's Supreme Court just made it. It's not possible to penalize somebody for having an abortion in Mexico.
Yes, and actually, a lot of people from Texas make crosses into Mexico
to get
an abortion now.
Absolutely.
I guess other than go to Oklahoma or New Mexico, or whatever. Yeah, I think they will. People are not going to be told what to do with their body. It's not going to work out that way.
Apparently,
it's nobody's damn business. No man, even the husband or the boyfriend or the father, can give advice, but it's your body. And I would say we need to get more men vasectomy so they can't make people pregnant.
Although
it should be reversed with
boy, that's going to go over big.
Well, it should be until you're ready to have the child and be serious, or after you're no longer going to have children, you should have the vasectomy, and some men do.
What do you think about neutralizing a convicted rapist?
Well, I think the whole idea that you're going to outlawing rape doesn't solve it. We have people commit rape. I gather one every minute there's somebody being raped. They say.
No. Governor Abbott says he's going to do away with rape.
How are you going to control what goes on between two people, which is not planned, where a woman, or sometimes a guy, once in a while, even, gets raped? I mean, how in the world are you going to do that?
He's not.
It's so ridiculous. And, to say you have 6 weeks, most people don't even know they're pregnant, but, I mean, even if you're a woman and you decide to charge a person with rape, you're put through the mill by people questioning you. It's not like it's that easy to report it.
Yeah.
And you should not have to have a child through rape or incest. I'm sorry, that's wrong. Absolutely wrong. And it happens with incest. Either your father, your brother, an uncle, these things have happened. It's obscene. And many of these people claim to be religious, so they want the kid born, but come on. That's sick.
I've heard this week several people saying that the Republican Party is not pro-life. The Republican Party is pro...
pro-fetus.
Yeah, pro-fetus, that's right.
Once you're born, if you live in poverty, you don't have food, you don't have good housing, that's your problem. That's their attitude. It is.
Yeah, I understand that. And you and I have a little bit different beliefs about that, but...
In what way?
We have an empathetic view.
Oh, okay. I thought you said we disagree, which is fine.
No.
You said we agree on it, yeah. And I do not think it's right of any man to dictate anything to a woman. Actually, I don't think it's anything for any woman to dictate to a man either.
Yeah, I was going to say, my wife tells me what to do. And I do what she says.
To keep the peace. That's so funny.
I just got a message that our local Senate would like to have my ideas on things. It just popped up on my phone. You know what that is? If I had opened that up, it would have said, please send $5. I hate those. I'm getting so tired of those things. They try
I
to
wanted to bring up about Robert Kennedy's assassin, this whole debate about that he should be released, which I don't think will happen. Governor Newsom will not release him if he's still the governor.
Yeah.
Next few months.
I don't know
Larry Elder, which I could... Who knows with him?
Yeah.
But Robert Kennedy Jr., one of the children of Robert Kennedy and Ethel has spoken up. She does not want him released. Six of her children do not want him released, but Robert Kennedy Jr. wants him released, thinks he didn't do it. He's a wacko.
He didn't do it?
He's also anti-vaxxer, and he's a big-name anti-vaxxer, and he's disgraceful, Robert Kennedy. I think he's mentally deranged. I really think he is.
I saw that he was an anti-vaxxer. You would think a smart person would... believe that, but...
And he's got a name that people say, ooh, Robert Kennedy's son.
Yeah.
That's why he's so dangerous. Not just some jerk saying it.
Yeah.
But the point is, he's also, along with one other child, one brother, Douglas, wants him released. They do not think he did it after all this time, but six other children, and Ethel herself, and she's 93, do not want him released. So I wonder what goes on when they have a family gathering, because I would think she would also say to her son, Robert Jr.,
hello?
It seems, I bet you there's a real split. It's obviously a split in that family.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
It's just a name, it's really wrong. He needs to be held accountable.
One of the things I did notice, and we just mentioned on 9/11 where we were, but I just saw that 1,106 victims of 9/11 have not been found. Their bodies or any parts of their bodies have not been found.
1,106?
Yeah, that's a third of those.
I haven't heard that. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, they're probably just dust.
I'm sure that's what they are. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, but they know they're gone, and they know they died, I guess, right?
They know that there is exactly that number that are gone, so yeah.
Yeah, well, 2977 is the total number supposedly killed that day at all the different sites.
Yikes.
Including the people on the plane, you know, that came crashing down in Pennsylvania, yeah.
Yeah, now, you know, one of the things that they've never really talked much about is the one that the plane that crashed into the Pentagon. Maybe there are some secrets that we're not supposed to know about, but I wish they would talk more about everything that went on with that. But,
well, there needs to be more, but more of the victims are in New York and the two World Trade Center towers. More total victims. I guess that's why more attention is paid to that. But there's lots still to learn and lots to investigate. History never stops. There's always new evidence, you know.
Well, we're down to our last 4.5 minutes, but I wanted to mention that Blinken says that the Taliban has pledged that Americans will be able to, with travel documents, will be able to leave Afghanistan.
I hope that's the case. Yeah. But the Afghans that want to get out that have the right documents,
right, but you have to have the documents,
They're
not going to let the interpreters and stuff like that out because they won't have the right documents, I assume. But if you have American travel documents, that means, I think they said there are about 200 plus people, still Americans, that hadn't gotten out. Apparently they will be able to leave if they want to. Now, there are people that don't want to leave over there, which surprises the heck out of me.
Well, maybe because their lives have been there, and I don't know. I don't fully understand how people think, but if you've lived there for many years...
And your wife and children live there,
It's there supposedly were students that were visiting from California, their relatives, but I don't know if they got out.
You know, one of the things that makes me proud about this whole thing is how accommodating so many Americans have been to the Afghan people, the Afghan refugees. I really, it sounds to me like the majority of people are willing to accept them into their communities.
Yeah, but not Republican leadership.
Yeah, of course not.
And I think one of them is Kristi Noem, doesn't want them coming to South Dakota. The state with almost no people, which really should become part of the Dakotas, you would think she would want it.
She's a bag of poo-poo.
Yeah, she really is bad, but as people say, she's a good-looking woman. And apparently, who cares?
The other day, I pulled up a picture of her, and I thought, well, I'll look a little closer, so you know how you can squeeze your picture, your thing, so you can see them closer. She's not that good looking. She's no better looking than
I am. You realize what we're talking about. Like, it shouldn't matter. But I remind you, when Dan Quayle ran with George H.W. Bush, at the time, many people said, he's a good-looking guy. He'll get the women's vote.
Yeah, we've said that a lot. But I truly believe... in politics, that there is something to being good looking. I think you get a little bit of a nudge if you're a little bit better.
Yeah, well, let's say it this way. Abraham Lincoln could not have won an office.
He was not a handsome man. Now,
William's half was so heavy, although Chris Christie was heavy and he became governor of New Jersey.
Yeah, that's kind of shocking to me to begin with. And he supposedly got ban thing where he couldn't eat as much, and I don't think he lost much weight after that. Maybe he did. I don't know.
No.
Anyway, we're down to our last 2 minutes. You got anything you really got to get off your chest?
Well, I think the whole Supreme Court reputation has been seriously tarnished. No longer see it as representing moderation. I wrote this on September 5th. By going along with the extremist abortion law, with no exceptions, and allowing private citizens to sue anyone engaged in promoting abortion, it has done one of the worst ever actions compared to such issues as the Dred Scott v. Sanford 1857 case.
Wow.
And Plessy v. Ferguson, 1896, and a small group of other reprehensible decisions. And I said, here we have a court where we have a person picked just a few days before the election, when Obama was denied that in 2016, and we have Brett Kavanaugh, who was accused of inappropriate sexual conduct, Clarence Thomas also.
Yep.
These court justices, they have all kinds of negatives about them, and yet we're stuck with them for a lifetime, and that's why I really am an advocate of adding more members to the Supreme Court.
I am too. How many more do you think? Three?
Four. 4 because you want to have an odd number.
Odd number, that's right. Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen, but this is going to be an interesting month. And I pointed out this is a crucial month. I wrote yesterday, a crucial month for Joe Biden. So many things to deal with, including the expansion of the national debt ceiling.
Yeah.
Must happen.
Yeah.
The debt ceiling has to be raised.
Yeah.
Republicans raise it without a problem, but if it's a Democratic president, they don't want to raise it.
And it has to be raised with or without the $3.2 trillion.
But that comes later.
Yeah. All right. Well,
it's not an easy time for Joe Biden.
Nope.
I still think he's doing a great job under
the circumstances. Me too.
Thank you so much. Had a great time.
You have a great weekend. All right.
Okay. You too.
Take care of yourself.
Okay. Take care. Bye bye.
Feynman. All right. And you've been listening to.
You're listening to WWGH Radio.
Thanks for listening.
LP Marion, Ohio. Anyway, I'm going to give it now 740-383-9944. We're doing